好，我们那个要准备开始了。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们开始以祷告开始。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
You have inspired it, you have breathed it to guide our lives.
你真的是给了我们的话语，你真的给我们启示来，你的话语来引导我们的生活。
As we study your word, give us hearts that hear you.
当我们研读你的话语的时候，求你给我们一个受教的心，能听的耳。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. All right, let me start by reviewing from last week your homework.
我们先从上个星期的这个家庭作业来复习一下。
How many of you did the homework?
多少人做了家庭作业？上个星期的家庭作业。就是上周有发那个何西阿书的那个家庭作业。
All right. I will tell you what I tell my students at the college.
我要告诉你们我在大学里对学生讲的话。
If you don't do the work, the class will do you no good.
如果你不做家庭作业，这个课对你没有任何益处。
Because the class is, here is how to do this, here is how to study God's word.
因为这个课呢是讲说如何学习研读神的话语。
So if you listen but you don't do,
如果你只是听但是却不去做作业的
话， James says you are like a person who looks in the mirror,
雅各说你就像一个人对着镜子照自己的面容，
and walks away and can't remember what you look like.
然后你走开随即忘了你本来的面目如何。
Now for me that's a good thing.
对我来讲那个忘掉这个是一件好事。
Don't laugh too hard, Charles.
Charles, 别这么笑。 Charles 说我也是一样，我忘掉自己长什么样是最好的。
Please do the work.
请你们能够回家以后做你们的作业。
Because I want to give you tools that will guide you in studying the Bible.
因为我想给你们一些工具可以帮助你们来学习神的话语。
Otherwise, it really doesn't give you any practice and you won't learn it unless you practice.
除非你回去练习，不然你根本学不到什么。
For those of you who have done it, pull out what you did, Hosea chapter 4.
如果你已经做了，请我们打开那个何西阿书第四章一到二节，何西阿书第四章。
I'm jumping down to the third thing that I asked you in.
我就讲一下那个第三个问题。
In chapter 2,
在
in verse 2,
第四章第二节那里讲到
What is happening in Israel because they don't know God?
当以色列人他们不认识神的时候，他们会有什么后果呢？当上个星期我们有问这个问题，就是如果他们不认识神，他们有什么后果呢？
What is the result of not knowing God?
不认识神的结果是什么？
Murder,
就是杀害
swearing, lying,
欺假
stealing, adultery,
偷窃，奸淫。
God's word is very practical.
神的话是很有实际效用的。
And it says, here's the result of not knowing God, all of these terrible things.
这就是你不认识神所以后会发生的所有的可怕的事情。
Sometimes you may read the newspaper and become very upset at all the terrible things that happens in our world.
有的时候你读那个新闻，你就会知道这个世界上所发生的一切可怕的事情。
And sometimes Christians become angry at all of the terrible sins in our world.
有时候作为基督徒，我们对这个世界上所发生一切可怕的事情就感觉很生气，很气愤。
But if we read Hosea, we should realize we should not become angry, we should become sad.
我们如果读何西阿书，我们应该知道说我们不是要生气，而是我们应该很难过。
Because why do these things happen?
为什么这些事情会发生呢？这些可怕的事情。
Hosea says, because the people of our world do not know God.
何西阿说得很清楚，在他的书里边，就是因
为 because their eyes are blind to him, they do these things.
他们不认识神，他们对神是眼瞎的，所以他们做这些事情。
Verse 6, I ask you, what did the people do that God is judging them for?
就是神为什么事情来审判这些他的百姓呢？神因为他的百姓做了什么导致神审判他的百姓呢？第六节有这个答案。
What have they done against God?
他们做了什么来与让神作对呢？与神作对呢？
They have rejected knowledge.
因为他们拒绝了神给他们的知识。
And again, I want you to see that because I want you to think about what Hosea says.
我想让你看到这一点，然后思想何西阿所说的。
It is not that they could not know.
并不是因为他们不能认识神。
It is that they would not. They chose not to know.
是因为他们选择，他们不想认识神。
They rejected knowledge.
所以他们就拒绝了认识神。
And then look at what happens as a result of them rejecting knowledge.
当他们就是因为拒绝神的知识，拒绝神的时候，结果是什么？
I will reject you.
所以神说了，我也必拒绝你。
And he says something very interesting because he says, I will reject you from being a priest.
神说我要弃掉你，使你不再做我的祭司。
Now when you read this, those of you who did it, who is God talking to? Who is the prophet talking to here?
你在想这个先知是在对谁讲话呢？他的听众是谁呢？是以色列人。
Israel. He's not talking to just the priests, the pastors.
他并不是只是对祭司、对牧师在说，他是对整个以色列人在讲。
He's talking to all the people of Israel.
他是对整个以色列的百姓在讲。
And he says to them, I have rejected you, the whole nation, from being priests.
我已经弃掉你整个，就是以色列这个民族作为我的祭司。
Now, I am going to tell you today, I think I said last week, one of the keys to reading the Bible is asking lots of questions.
我就上个星期讲到一个读圣经的一个秘诀就是要问很多问题。
And one of the questions you ought to ask when you read that is, why does God say to all of Israel, I'm going to reject you from being my priest?
所以我们读这些我们可以问的一个问题就是说神为什么要对整个以色列民说我要拒绝你做我的祭司呢？
And if you start to look at that, you will find this.
你要仔细来想一下，你会发现。
Back in Exodus.
再回到这个出埃及记。
God says to Israel, the whole nation.
神对整个以色列的民族说。
I have made you a kingdom, a nation of priests.
我让你成为一个祭司的国度，祭司的一个民族。
The whole nation.
整个民族以色列
民族 was called to be priests. Now, what is the job of a priest?
作为他们整个被呼召成为祭司，那么祭司的工作是什么呢？
Bring people to God.
祭司的工作就是要把人带到神面前。
And when Israel did what they were supposed to do, they brought other people to God.
当以色列做他们应该做的事情的时候，他们就会把别的人带到神面前。
Now.In the New Testament,
在新约里边
Peter says,
彼得说
to the church,
彼得对教会说
us,
就是我们
you are called to be the same words, a kingdom of priests.
就是彼得对我们说我们被呼召成为有君尊的祭司
And so what is the job of a priest?
所以作为祭司你的工作是什么呢
Bring people,God.
把人带到神面
前。And when we as believers do our job, we draw other people to God.
当我们作为祭司，我们做到我们应做的，我们就会把人带到神面前，吸引人到神面前来。
But Hosea says, if we as believers reject the knowledge of God,
但是何西阿说，作为相信者信徒，如果我们拒绝神的知识，拒绝神
，He rejects us.
神也会弃掉我们
as His priest.
弃掉我们做他的祭司
And he goes on,
然后他继续讲到
Not only are we impacted by what we do,
我们不仅我们自己被我们的选择所影响
But he says, your children will be impacted.
你的后代你的子孙你的孩子也会被影响
The next generation is impacted by our choices.
我们的下一代就会因为我们的选择而受影响
Because our children see us,And they follow us.
因为我们的孩子看我们怎么做，他们就会跟随我们的行为。
So as you read, ask questions.
所以当你读的时候呢，你要去问问题。
Think what is God's message to us today?
想一想神对我们今天的信息是什么。
Now I want to look today at the first step. I told you there are three steps to reading the Bible.
上个星期我说那边有三个步骤去读圣经。今天我们看第一步。
And the first one.Ought to be the easiest.
那个第一步当然就应该是最简单的。
But I find it's the one that we very often skip.
常常第一步就被我们跳过去了。
And that is the step of observation.
第一步就是观察。
Observation is simply reading what's there, looking at it.
观察就是单单的就是去读说那个在讲什么，那个。
Does someone remember from last week, what is the second step?
大家还记得上次从上个星期的第二步是什么吗？第二步是什么？
Interpretation.
第二步是解释。
I like to sit in and listen to Bible studies.
我很喜欢坐在那儿在查经的时候听别人讲。
But very often I will hear something like this from the leader of the Bible study.
常常呢我会听到那个带查经的人是这样讲。
Not here, not your Bible.
不是我们的那个查经。
Somewhere else I was.
在别的地方。
They will read a verse,
然后他们就读一节经文。
And the leader will say, what does this verse mean to you?
带查经的人就会说哦你读了这节经文这节经文对你意味着什么呢
And I want to stop and say, no, that's the wrong question.
然后我就想停下来把他们叫停就说哎那是一个不应该这样问。
First of all, we're not ready to ask what it means to you until we ask, what does it just mean?
我们如果你要先问的是说这句话经文的本身的意思是什么你问完这个之后才能去问那个问题
Because it might not mean to you what it says
也许对你的应用其实并不是这个经文本身的
意思 But even before we ask what does it mean we need to ask another question
在我们去问这个经文到底意思是什么的时候我们要问另外一个问题
What's this verse say?
这个经文到底在讲什么
Let's read, let's think about it, let's observe it
当我们读一下我们来观察一下这个经文在讲什么
NowLet me start with an example.
比我们现在来以那个来一个例子来举行。
I have six questions up there. I can't count.
Yes, 那个 5W1.
Yes.
所以我们下面有六个问题。
And after I have done this, I realize that when you translate, it ruins my whole plan.
它本来是五个 W 一个 H， 我给它全部翻成一个子和。
But in English, I always tell the students five W's and an H.
在英文里边是五个 W 一个 H， 但是中文里我给它翻成六个。
You'll have to remember a different way in Chinese.
所以如果用中文的话，我们就记一个不同的方式。
But it's simple questions.
一个简单的问题就是
who
何人
what when
何事
where why how
何人何事何地何时为何如何
Turn to Acts chapter 1.
请我们翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
Oh, I have it up here. Never mind.
在这里有，这里有经文。
Don't I?
That's a question.
Yeah, but didn't I put the verse up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, turn to Acts chapter
1. 请大家翻到《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
No, I didn't. You're right. Okay. Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Read together verse 8.
让我们一起来读第八节，第一章。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
I want to start with a question that I didn't put up on the screen.
我有一个问题，我没放上去。
And that is the question why? Why does Jesus make this promise to them?
这个问题就是为什么耶稣要给他们这个应许呢
?One of the things I want you to see when you observe
当你观察的时候有件事情我想让你看到
is always look for connecting words.
只是要去找那个连接词。
And if you look at the Bible that I use for my devotions, you will find everywhere the word but, I have it circled.
如果你看我的这个研我的圣经每次我看到那个但是的时候我就会把它给圈起来。
Because that's always a contrast.
因为那个但是呢，就是一个对比，一个对
照。That's always pointing backwards to something.
它就是好像一个相反的方向，就是去指向一个别的意思。
Now I don't know in the Chinese Bible how it is, but in the English Bible, but is the first word of this verse.
在英文里边呢，它呢是也 yeah the same. 中文也是但。
And so it raises this question, why is Jesus making this promise, you're going to receive power?
为什么耶稣要有给他们这么一个应许就是说你们要得到能力。
And when you read that and you see this word but, you should say, okay, so what is he contrasting?
就是你读到但是你要想一想他是在跟什么在一个做一个对比呢。
So go back to verse 6 and you'll find out.
在第六节我们就可以发现答案。
We are trying to observe. What does the verse say?
我们来观察一下第六节在讲什么呢?
The disciples come together.
门徒聚集在一起的时候。
And they say, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
他们就问耶稣说,主啊,你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗?
You see, before he died, they thought he was going to set up an earthly kingdom.
在主耶稣上十字 驾之前，他们觉得耶稣会在地上建立地上的王国。
And instead, he was killed.
但是他却被钉十字架了。
And their hopes are absolutely crushed.
然后他们真的就是绝望了。
Three days later,
三天之后呢？
He is risen from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And now they say, ah, now we understand.
然后他们说，哦，现在我明白了。
Now he's going to set up an earthly kingdom.
他现在就要把他的那个地上的王国给建立起来。
Because everyone's going to know he's risen from the dead. Now they will follow him for sure.
现在他已经从死里复活，大家都知道了，每个人都会跟随他。
I mean, if we had a presidential candidate who you knew had been risen from the dead, wouldn't you vote for them? You would think, huh, they can fix our problems.
如果有一个你的这个总统候选人，他从死里复活，你肯定是不是会为他投票呢？你说他可以解决我们所有的问题。
And so they say, Lord, now are you going to set up your kingdom?
他们就说，主啊，你是不是现在就要复兴以色列国呢？
Verse 7.
第七节说道。
He says,That's really none of your business.
主耶稣就说这不是你的事情。
Not for you to know the times of the season.
你就是不知道自己这个时间。
That's up to the Father.
这是父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期。
But,
然后这里说到
但是。And now he gives them his promise.
现在呢他就给了他的应许。
When I set up my kingdom, that's up to the Father.
他说我什么时候来复兴以色列国那是在于我父亲。
Don't worry about that.
我天父的日期所以你们别担心。
But here's what you need to think about.
但是呢门作为门徒你要
想的是什么呢 You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you.
圣灵降临在你们身上的时候你们就会得到能力。
And you will be my witnesses.
你们要做我的见证。
So why is he giving this promise? Because he wants them to understand what their role in the kingdom is.
他为什么要给他们那个应许呢他要他的门徒知道他们在这个新的国度里边他们的角色是什么。
They want the job of being prime minister.
他们想做首相。
But instead, their job is to be witnesses.
但是呢，神给他们的工作呢，却是要让他们做见证。
Now, a bunch of questions you should ask when you read this.
当你读的时候，你还有很多问题可以问。
Who is he talking to?
主耶稣在对谁讲话呢？
Yeah.
是他的门徒。
You, he's talking to his disciples.
他在对他的门徒说话。
I've already said, what is the first word? What is the verb in this?
在这一句话里边的动词是什么呢？
Receive.
你们要得着。
That tells us their job is to wait. They're not to earn it.
他们的工作是要等待，而不是去赢得。
They're to wait and receive it.
他们要等着得到。
What are they going to receive?
他们要得到什么呢？
Power.
他们要得着能力。
And guess what the whole rest of the book of Acts is going to do?
这个使徒行传的下边描述的都是什么呢
When you read Acts, you start with this verse and you see this promise.
你就使徒行传始于这个应许。
And then, again, the way I do when I study my Bible.
当我去学研读我的圣经的时候，我的方式是。
I highlight that word power.
我就会把那个
that promise
给那个画下来，然后还有应许。
And I'll use maybe an orange highlight.
然后我可能会用一个橙色的那个彩色笔。
Now the rest of the time I'm reading Acts, every time I see that promise fulfilled, I highlight it in orange.
所以使徒行传我每次看到这个能力得着实现的话，我就把它用彩色的笔把它画下来。
So I go to chapter 2.
然后我现在就到了第二章。
And I read that there's this sound like a mighty rushing wind, and I think that sounds like power.
然后就听到说好像有一阵大风吹过那个好像是
So I highlight that in orange.
所以我就把那个再画下来用橙色的笔。
Divided tongues of fire over their head, that sounds like power.
又看到说又有舌头如火焰显现出来那也看是像能力就把
它画下来。They speak in other tongues.
然后他们就用别国的语言
讲话。I can't learn to say hello in Chinese, so that sounds like power to me.
对我来讲我连中文问好都不会所以能够说别国的话那真是能力所以我把那个也画下来。
I go to chapter 4, they raise a crippled man.
然后再到第四章呢
chapter 3, I'm sorry.
在第三章彼得医好瘸腿的人。
All of these things I highlight, this is the fulfillment of that promise that I started with in verse 8.
所以这些事情呢都是那个得着能力的应许的实现所以我就把这些都给画下来。
But if I don't start with asking some questions.
如果我不是从最刚开始问问
题 I may just skim through Acts and never see how this very important promise is going to be fulfilled over and over and over in this book.
如果我就是这么粗略的读过的话我永远也不会看到这个应许是怎么样在一次又一次的被实现的。
In fact, we don't have time to do it today, to go all the way through the book.
所以我们今天没时间把使徒行传过一遍。
But if you do this at home,
如果你能在家里把它过一遍的话，
when you get to the last verse of Acts,
当你读到那个使徒行传最后一个字的时候，
you're going to find
最后一节的时候，你会发现，
Paul is in Rome,
保罗在罗马，
he's under house arrest,
他就是被软禁了。
It doesn't sound like he has a lot of power.
看起来他是没什么能力了。
But Acts says this.
但是使徒行传这样说的。
He lived in his own house under house arrest for 2 years.
他被软禁住在自己所租的房子里待了两年。
Proclaiming the kingdom of God.
他就是放胆传讲神的国的道。
Teaching about the Lord Jesus.
将主耶稣基督的事教导人。
With boldness and without hindrance.
他就是放胆，然后呢，并没有人阻止他。
And I read that and I say,
然后我就读了这个，
all the way back at the beginning of the book said,
我们再回到使徒行传的最刚开始的时候，
I'm going to give you power,
主耶稣应许说我会给你
能力， so that you can be my witnesses,
所以你可以做我的见证。
And we come to the end of the book,
然后我们到使徒行传的末尾。
And here he is, Rome says, ha, we've taken away your power, we put you under house arrest.
然后罗马的那个就说我们把你放在监狱里边，这样你就没有办法做见证了。
And Acts
就把你的能力去
给你。It doesn't matter.
但是使徒行传就说那没关系。
Because Jesus' promise will be fulfilled.
因为主耶稣的应许一定会被实现。
And so even while he's under arrest, what is he doing? He's proclaiming and he's witnessing and he's fulfilling verse 8.
所以呢，虽然他在被软禁，但是他却在传讲神的道，在将主耶稣基督的事教导人，这就是一个对第一章八节的那个应许的实现。
You can go all through this. Who will give them the power? What's the result? Whose witness will they be? Where will they witness?
所以谁参与其中，就是这个讲到他们对谁做见证，他们何时得到能力？回去这个幻灯片上都有。
The teacher that I studied hermeneutics from took that verse on the first day of class and made us find 30 questions for that verse.
所以呢，作为老师呢，我们讲四经学的时候呢，就这一句话，我要求学生要问30个问题。
And we had to do our homework or we won't.
所以我们也应该做我们的家庭作业，对不对？
Just a small threat.
所以我们就做一点。
Now,
就这么一。
This week, your homework.
我们的家庭作业是。
I've given you Matthew 28.
我这次给的是大家是马太福音。
And I would like for you just to go through this week, read it and do this. Ask as many questions as you can.
28章18到20节呢，我们就你可以写下来你所有要问的问题。
Nothing profound, very simple.
不需要问一个很深奥的问题，就是简单
的问题。The first question I would ask is.
第一个问题就是我要如果是我会问。
Who came and said this? Who made the promise?
谁给了这个应许？
And the answer is.
这个答案就是耶稣
Jesus
对耶稣
And you say, so what? Of course Jesus. I mean, it's the Bible. It's always Jesus.
然后你说这又怎么样呢？反正圣经上就是讲耶稣，哪儿都是讲耶稣。
No, it's important.
并不是这样，这个很重要的。
Because he's going to make a command.
因为他要做一个，给一个命令。
And if Jesus says you have to do it, then it becomes kind of important.
如果主耶稣说你必须要做，那这个东西就很重要了。
Right?
是不是？
I mean, if I say you need to do your homework, you can just wad it up and throw it away.
然后呢，我说你要做作业，你可能拿回去就扔到垃圾箱了。
But if Jesus comes up here and says, "Now, Charles, you do this week."
然后主耶稣如果来说，查尔斯，你这星期要做这个作业啊，那你要怎么样？
He's going to do it.
他就会做了，对不对？
Right?
对不对？
Who gives the command?
谁给了这个使命呢？是主耶稣给的。
So just start there and ask it.As many questions as you can about these verses.
所以就问尽量很多的问题，能问多少就问多少。
And you will find a couple things. Number one, you will find you start to understand the verse.
当你这样问的时候，你就会发现，哎，你开始对这些经文理解的更深了，你开始了解这些经文了。
You also will find that you will accomplish what Pastor Shi has been asking us to do.
然后再一个呢，你就会完成许牧师让我们做的事情。
Because by the time you read this often enough and ask enough questions,
当你这样子一直来翻来覆去的读问很多问题的时候，
by the time you have a list of 30 questions, you'll have it memorized.
当你问了30个问题之后呢，你肯定就把这些经文给记住了。
You'll have memorized it and you'll know what it means.
然后你就记下来，你也知道它的意思是什么。
Now, how do we get better at observing?
我们怎么样在观察方面提高呢？
First of all, read carefully.
第一个呢是仔细的读。
Don't just mindlessly read through.
不是就是漫心漫心不在焉的在那儿读。
But read very carefully.
很小心的去读。
Ask questions.
问提问问问题。
Reading the Bible for understanding to me is all about asking a lot of questions.
就是对我来讲要理解圣经的这样带着要理解的态度去读就是要问很多问题。
If you read a chapter in the Bible,
如果你读圣经中的一章
and when you are done, you haven't asked yourself any questions.
如果你读完了这一章你什么问题都没有。
I really think it probably hasn't done you much good to read it.
我觉得那你读这个其实没有对你没有任何意义。
Because you really haven't thought about it.
因为你根本没有仔细的去思想。
So ask a lot of questions.
所以问很多的问题。
Let me just give you one more example of this. Go to John chapter 7.
再请大家去到约翰福音第七章。约翰福音第七章。
Going to do Luke 24, but I think that'll take too long. So, Luke 7, John 7.
Okay.
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him.
这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
All right, the verse, who's it about?
这个经文在讲谁呢？
Jesus, what's he doing?
他在做什么呢？他在游行，就是游走四方。
What's he doing?
他在干什么呢？主耶稣干什么？就是往来行走 walk about.
Yeah, there's nothing profound here. We're just looking.
这里没有，我们这里不需要问很深奥、很深奥的问题。
Don't try to find a hidden message. He's just walking.
不要去找这个隐藏的信息。我们他不过就在这里往来行走。
Where is he walking?
他在何地往来呢？在加利利。
Galilee. Now you're going to start to see why it matters.
现在你就要知道为什么这个有重要性了。
Why is he not walking in Judea?
他为什么没有在犹太地游行呢？
They want to kill him.
因为他们犹太人想要杀他。
And so he is staying in the north.
所以他就待在北部以色列。
Away from where the Jewish leaders have power.
就是离开那个犹太人的领袖。
When is this taking place?
这是什么时候发生的呢？
Verse 2.
第二节就告诉你答案了。就是犹太人的祝棚节
气了。A feast, a festival, a religious holiday.
这是他们的宗教节日。
And his brothers say, go down to Judea so that they can see the things that you are doing.
耶稣的弟兄对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
What are the things that he's doing?
他在做什么呢？主耶稣做了什么事呢？
He's been doing miracles.
因为他在就是有这个行神迹。
And his brothers say, why don't you go down there and do some miracles and let them see you?
那个他的兄弟就说，为什么你不把你的神迹行在犹太，让别人也能看见呢？
Now, if you read the rest of this, you'll find out his brothers don't even believe in him.
你再仔细的读，你就发现他的兄弟都根本不信他。
They think he'll go down there and get embarrassed because he can't really do anything.
他们觉得他要去犹太，可能就让自己蒙羞受辱，因为他根本不能行神迹。
But then you start to read through chapter 7 and you'll read about what he does when he comes to Jerusalem.
然后我们再往后边继续读，就看到耶稣到了犹太，他行了做了什么。
And you realize that what he is doing is he's going into the center of the opposition to who he is.
就是主耶稣要去到一个反对他力量最集中的地方去。
Ask questions.
然后再问问题。
Then read repeatedly.
然后就是反复的读。
Don't just skim through.
不是就这么跳过去，就是这么大略的读一下。
But read over and over and over.
就是一遍又一遍的读。
That's why I like to take just a small section and ask a lot of questions and read it multiple times.
所以呢，这就是为什么我就只找几节经文小部分，然后翻来覆去的这样问很多问题。
Now some more things to look at in observing.
然后更多的要在这个观察方面的。
Look at the grammar.
然后我们要研究语法。
Turn to Romans chapter 12.
请我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
I appeal to you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
What's the first verb that you see here?
你在这里边看到的第一个动词是什么呢？Appeal?
Appeal. I appeal to you.
劝，就是中文的劝。
This word appeal is a word that means to plead, to beg.
劝就是来求你，就是向你恳求。
Paul isn't saying, look, come to church and listen to the sermon, and if you hear something that really strikes you, maybe you should do something about it.
保罗不是说你到教会里来听讲道，也许你听到一些事情真的是好像对你印象挺鲜明的，你就应该做什么事情。
No, he says, I am pleading with you. This is important.
保罗就说我恳求你，因为这件事情真的很重要。
I am pleading, and then there's another verb.
然后他又用了另外一个动词。
I am pleading with you to do what?
我劝你要做什么呢？
To present.
将献上。
To give yourself.
就是把你自己献上。
Now let me ask you a question.
问大家一个问题。
The last time you were in church,
你上次在教会的时候，
and the pastor asked for you to make a commitment for something.
牧师呼召你，就是恳求大家要做一个对一项什么事情委身。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands on this.
大家不需要举手。
The inside answer.
但是你里边你是怎么想的呢？
Did you A?
你的答案选择第一 A.
Say, oh, that's really a nice sermon.
哦，他讲的真好。
And I hope some of the people around me responded.
我希望我周围的人都能够回应。
Or did you too?
或者你第二个选择是。
Did you say, I need to present myself, I need to respond?
你有没有说我需要回应，我需要献上？
Paul says it's not enough to hear the invitation, I must present myself.
保罗说我不是就单单听到这个邀请，我必须要把自己给献上。
I preached once at a church.
我有一次在一个教会里讲到。
Not here, English church.
讲美句是英文，讲英文的教会。
And at this church, the pastor always stood at the back and shook everyone's hand when they left.
然后那个每次结束的时候，牧师就站在后门跟每个离开的人握手。
And I was the speaker that day.
那天我正好是讲员。
And I stood at the back and shook hands.
然后我就跟他握手。
And on the way home, my wife said, What did you think about this morning's service?
然后在回家路上，我太太就讲说，你觉得你今天的讲道怎么样呢？
I said it was a waste.
我说这简直就是浪费。
The sermon did no good.
我说好像这个讲道没有任何益处，没有。
She said, How do you know?
然后太太说你怎么知道的？
I said because I stood in the back.
因为我停在这个在这个教会的后门站着。
And people kept shaking my hand, saying.
然后大家就握着我的手说。
That was a good sermon. They needed it.
然后他们就说这个讲道真好，那个人需要听。
But no one said.
但是没有一个人说。
I needed it.
我需要这个讲道。
I said no one thought they needed to do what it said. They just thought their neighbors needed to. It's a waste.
他们都没有觉得说他们需要做什么事情，而是觉得他们周围的人需要做什么事情，所以这个就是浪费。
Paul calls us.To present ourselves, to make a choice, to make a commitment.
保罗呼召我们要做这个选择，要做这个决定，要把我们自己给献上。
Look at the nouns.
现在我们来看这个名词。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers.
他说我以神的慈悲劝你们弟兄们。
Who is he talking about when he calls someone brothers?
他叫弟兄们，这个是他对谁讲话呢？他既然称他们是弟兄，别的那个相信的人，别的
基督徒。He is not saying those sinners out there need to consecrate themselves to Christ.
他不是说外边那个世界上那些罪人，他们需要把自己献上，而是说对我们说。
He is saying to us, brothers, sisters,
对我们说，弟兄姐妹。
Don't be satisfied with where you are.
不要就对你现状现在的现他现状
I beg you,
来满足。
He says, I plead with you.
保罗说我求你们，我劝你们。
To give yourselves as living sacrifices.
把你们自己献上当作活祭。
Just a couple other words I want you to see.
再看几个词。
I appeal to you by the mercies of God.
他说我以神的慈悲来求你们，劝你们。
We need to see that word.
我们要看到那个词。
Because I have sometimes heard pastors preach on Romans 12 like this.
我有时候听牧师是这么讲，有些牧师是这么讲十二章第一节的。
When you go into war,
当你去战场的时候
，and you are defeated,
你被打败了
，you have to surrender,
你必须要投降
，because you have lost,
因为你。
And the person who has won now is in charge.
现在胜利的一方他在掌权，他 他是主导。
And I have heard preachers say that's what Romans 12 is saying.
所以有的牧师又怎么，这就是罗马书十二章。
We have to surrender that way.
我们就必须没办法打败了嘛，所以只好投降。
But that's not what Paul says.
那保罗不是这么讲的。
I beseech you, brothers, we're not the enemies of God, we're His family.
我们不是神的敌人，我们是神的家庭成员，神的家人。
And we are surrendering not to an enemy that says, I'm going to punish you.
我们不是说对着我们的敌人必须要投降，因为我们不投降，我们就会被惩罚。
We are surrendering to a loving, merciful God.
我们是要降服于一位慈爱，一个满有慈悲的神。
Who wants the very best for every one of us.
他所对我们想要的都是对我们最好的。
Now I'm not going to ask you to stand up and tell us what it is this morning.
我不用你们站起来告诉我们说神想要的是什么，让你们告诉我们。
But think for a moment.
你就停下来想一下。
About something right now.
就是现在此时此刻。
Or maybe last week or last month.
或者上个月，上个星期。
That you knew or you know what God wants you to do.
你知道神想要你做什么。
But you really struggle with it.
但是你很挣扎。
I'm not going to ask you what it is, but can you think of something?
大家有没有这样的事情?
That it's kind of hard to do what you know God wants you to do.
就对你来讲，去做神让你做的事情是很难的。
Can I give you some encouragement?
我可不可以给大家一些鼓励?
Tell you a secret.
我告诉大家一个秘密。
If you knew as much as God knows,
如果你能够像神知道的那么多,
if you were as smart as He is,
如果你是一个很聪明的人,
you would want to do exactly what He is asking you to do.
你就会肯定会去做神要你去做的那件事情。
Because as shocking as it is, He knows more than you know.
虽然对你可能很吃惊，让你震惊的事情就是神比你聪明。 他比我们知道的更多。
And He wants what is for our best.
他所想要的总是对我们最好的。
And so what He tells me to do is exactly what I would want to do if I knew as much as He knows.
他所让我做的，其实如果我要像在神的位置，我像神知道那么多，那就是我就会去选择去做的。
So Paul says, I beg you, surrender.
所以保罗说，我求你们对神降服。
Not to an enemy who has defeated you.
不是对一个打败我们的敌人去降服。
But to a God who loves you.
而是对一位爱我们的神降服。
Look at the connecting words. I've already said. Always look at the connecting words.
所以我刚才讲到要总是找寻找那个连接词。
In this case, the connecting word is therefore.
连接词在这里边是所以。
I appeal to you, therefore.
我以神的慈悲劝你们，所以弟兄们。
What does the word therefore mean?
这个所以是什么意思呢？ 所以。 That's a result.
Yeah, therefore says, because of this,
所以是前面有个原因的，因为有这个，所以这样。所以这样。
Now, again, we don't have time to do this, but if you're studying Romans 12,
如果你读罗马书12章的话,
when you see the word therefore, you know, okay, I have to go back and find out what happened before this.
你一旦看到所以，其实你要回到前面去找那个原因是什么。
And here's what you're going to find.
那你会发现什么原因呢?
Therefore, in Romans, is going to point to chapters 1 through 11.
然后呢，这个所以的前面的原因就是罗马书的1到11章。
And let me give you a one-minute summary of those 11 chapters.
让我给你一个1分钟1到11章的简介。
Paul is going to say, chapters 1 and 2, we were sinners, we were dead, we were enemies of God.
第1章、第2章，罗马书说我们是罪人，我们死在过犯中，我们是神的敌人。
Chapters 3 through 7.
第3章到第7章的讲什么呢?
But God called us and He drew us to Himself.
然后,
and He changed us and He made us alive.
神呼召我们，神把我们带到他面前，他改变我们的生命。
Chapter 8, He filled us with His Spirit so we could be the people He wants us to be.
第8章，他用他的圣灵来充满我们，所以我们可以成为他想让我们成为的人。
Chapters 9 through 11, He did all of this because we are His people that He has chosen and He loves and He plans to make us in His image.
第9章到第11章，我们是他的百姓，所以呢，他就呼召我们，让我们成为，把我们改变成他所要让我们成为他儿子的形象。
Therefore,
所以,
chapter 12 verse
在这个时候,
1,
整个讲完了时候说, 所以,
since he has done all of this,
因为神为我们做了这所有的一切,
because he has brought us from death to life,
因为他让我们出死入生,
therefore,
所以,
I beg you to give yourselves as a living sacrifice.
我求你们把自己献上当作活祭。
Look at the connecting words.
然后我们来看这个连接词。
Other things to look at.
再看别的需要看的。
Look for repeated words.
然后再找那个重复的字词。
Turn quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
很快翻到哥林多后书第一章。哥林多后书第一章。
When a writer repeats a word over and over, it usually is important.
当作者不断地重复一个字词的时候，说明那个词很重要。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多后书第一章,
starting at verse 3,
第三节,
is one sentence.
它其实是从第三节开始就是整个一句话。
He's going to repeat the word comfort four times in one sentence.
他在这个里边就是重复了四个四次，就是这个词是安慰。
And in five verses, he's going to repeat this word nine times.
在五句话里边呢，他重复了九次。
Now that says to me the word comfort must be important.
所以对我来讲呢，这个安慰就是很重要的一个词。
So if I'm reading Corinthians, once I see this repeated, I'm going to start highlighting it.
所以呢，我读哥林多书呢，一旦我看到这个安慰这个词，我就把它画下来。
And look how important this word becomes in this verses.
在这个句里边，我们来看这个安慰有多重要。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of comfort.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Now, again, I don't have time to do this right now, but if I'm studying this, when I start to see this word comfort, I'm going to say, is Paul maybe having trouble?
然后我们读到这个词，我们研究的时候说，哎，保罗是不是有麻烦？他在讲安慰呢？
Why is comfort so important?
为什么对保罗安慰这么重要呢？
And as I read through 2 Corinthians, I'm going to find out that yes, he's having trouble.
对，我们哥林多后书读完，你就发现保罗是有麻烦。
He's going to say, I'm oppressed on every side.
他说我在各方面受压。
They're fighting against me everywhere.
他们在任何地方我都遭到逼迫，遭到反对。
So look at what he says.
然后保罗就说,
The God of comfort.
但是呢，发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in our affliction.
在我们能用，就是在我们受安，去安慰我们，在我们受患难的时候。
So in this time of trouble, Paul says, The God of comfort. Comforts me.
他就是说，赐各样安慰的神，在一切的患难中安慰了我们。
But the fact he keeps repeating it is important.
他为什么要不断的重复这个安慰呢？
Because you see, if I stop there,
如果我现在就这样停下来，
I'm going to say, oh, this is really nice.
我就说，哦，这个很棒嘛，很好。
God is a really nice, comfortable God.
哦，神是真好的一个，总是喜欢安慰人。
Who, when I have trouble, he pats me on the back and says, it's okay, I'll comfort you.
哦，神就拍拍我肩膀说，好了，别担心，我会安慰你。
So that,
然后保罗下边说什么呢？
叫我们。 We may be able to comfort others in affliction.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Do you know why God helps you in times of trouble?
你知道神为什么让你在你遭患难的时候帮助你吗？
Because you're really nice people and he likes you and so he likes to help you out, right?
因为你是一个好人，他很喜欢你，所以他安慰你。是不是呢？不是。
Paul says he helps you in times of trouble so you can help others in times of their trouble.
所以呢，神在你受患难的时候安慰你呢，是你能够在别人遭患难的时候，你也可以去帮助别人。
He comforts me so I can comfort you.
他安慰我，帮助我，这样我也就可以安慰别人。
With the comfort which we ourselves are comforted.
就是我们所给的那种去安慰别人的安慰，是我们从神受到的那种安慰。
And then look at what he says next.
然后下边保罗接着说，
For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering,
我们既多受基督的苦楚，
So through Christ we share abundantly in comfort.
就靠基督多得安慰。
Paul says,
保罗说，
If you're suffering,
如果你在受苦,
if you feel like the world is against you,
如果你觉得整个世界都在跟你作对, 凡事不顺,
if you feel like you are suffering abundantly,
如果你觉得你真的受了好多的苦, 多受苦楚,
he says, be happy.
你要高兴起来。
Because the more abundantly you share in Christ's sufferings,
你如果在基督里边，你靠你夺守基督的苦楚，
the more abundantly you can share in His comfort.
那你也可以靠着他，你也可以夺守基督的安慰。
He says it's only as we go through difficulty that we understand and we appreciate the comfort that he wants to pour.
只有当我们经历苦难麻烦的时候，我们才能够真正的感激神所给我们的安慰。
Look for repeated words.
然后我们再去寻找出
I've already said look for contrast.
然后我们刚才已经讲过找出那个对比词。
When you see the word but, stop. What is the contrast?
一旦看到但是这个词就停下来看他们在对比什么。
Look at comparisons.
然后再看那个比较词。
In Proverbs, over and over.
在那个箴言里边一次又一次的。
This is like that, he will say.
这个像那个。
James.
在雅各书。
The tongue, chapter 3, James 3.
在雅各书说那个舌头像什么呢舌头第三章讲到。
So many times we read these things and we just skim across them.
然后我们很多时候就这么很快的读过去。
But in James 3, he's talking about the tongue.
在雅各第三章讲到舌头。
And look at what he tells us.
他告诉我们舌头。
Verse 3.
他讲到说。
The tongue is like the bit in the mouth of a horse.
他说这个舌头啊就像那个脚马里边那个脚环麻醉里的脚环。
You control the bit and you control everything.
如果你能够那个控制那个马的脚环就可以让它全身都能控制它。
Verse 4, it's like a ship.
第四节讲到那个舌头呢就像那个舵。
A big ship can be guided by a small rudder.
那个一个很大的船就靠一个小小的舵就能够被掌控。
And verse 5, the tongue is like a fire in a forest.
舌头像火像森林里的火
burning everything up.
能把那个整个森林都点起来。
Now I promise you, if you will read James 3 in the morning,
我保证如果你早晨来读雅各书第三章
and you will stop and think about those comparisons,
你可能就会忘掉那些对比。
I promise you that it will affect what you say the rest of the day.
它肯定会影响你那一天要说的话。
Because someone will say something and you're ready to tell them what they need to hear.
有些人说了什么话你马上就要反应告诉他们应该听到什么他们应该怎么想。
And you will remember.
然后你这时候就想起来。
The tongue is like the bit in a horse's mouth.
雅各书上讲到舌头就像马嘴里
的脚环。And if I can control this little tongue, I'll be able to control my whole body.
如果我可以控制我的舌头我就可以控制我的全身。
Maybe I better not say that.
我最好别这么说。
You understand?
大家了解吗？所以你说，大家了解吗？
You'll come home cranky.
然后你回家里边挺不高兴的，别别扭扭的。
And your wife has done something you don't like.
然后你太太做些事儿你不喜欢。
And you say, let me.
然后你就可以说你，然后你就停下来想一想。
The tongue is like a fire in a forest.
你就想起来这个舌头就像森林里的火。
And if I burn up this house with what I'm getting ready to say, it's not going to be a happy night at home.
如果我今天早上晚上用我说的话把这个房子都给点着了烧了今天晚上也不会有个很好的夜晚。
Think about comparison.
再想一下这个比较。
List.
再有一个那个列表。
I'm moving on. They're ringing that bell again.
他们又开始摇铃了。
I meant to hide that bell this morning.
我今天早上本来想把这个铃铛给藏起来。
Purpose statement.
就是讲到这个目的和这个条件。
Let's look at Psalm 119.
让我们看到那个诗篇119篇。
Verse 11.
诗篇119篇。
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
我将你的话藏在心里。
Why?
为什么呢？为什么
？Why is it important to hide God's word?
为什么把神的话藏在心里这么重要呢
？So that.
所以目的就是。
I might not sin.
所以我就不会得罪你。
You see, if I hide James 3 in my heart,
如果我把雅各书第三章藏在心里，
it's going to change how I react in times of trouble.
所以
what I say,
就会改变我在碰到麻烦的时候我所讲的话语。
And it's going to keep me from sin.
会让我不要犯罪。
Because it's very easy to sin with our tongue.
我们用我们的舌头犯罪真是太容易了。
I will never let you see my little daily calendar.
我不会让你看我的这个就是我的日程表。
Because
因为在我的那个日程表上面
very, very often if I have a meeting,
很多时候呢我会有一个 有会议
beside the name of the person that I'm meeting or whatever the meeting is,
不管说这个会议是什么或者有我要见的人是什么人
I will write out
我就会写下来
a verse from the Bible that I need to remember during that meeting,
就是在那个会议上我需要记住的一句经文
Sometimes it's James 3,
有的时候就是雅各书第三章。
Because right before that meeting,
就在那个开会之前,
I need to remember,
我需要记住,
don't say what you want to say.
别说你想说的。
You understand?
了解吗?
Psalm 119 teaches me that. Hide your word.
诗篇119节告诉我说, 119章告诉我说, 把你的话藏在心里。免得我得罪你。
So I don't want you to see my calendar because you'll look at the verses and then you'll know what I'm thinking about during the meeting.
然后你要看到我的那个日程表，你就看到我的那个会议，你就看到我的经节，你就知道我到底在想什么。
Make sure Joshua doesn't know what's beside his piano lesson time. 。Condition.
再下一个是条件。
Here we look for the word if.
然后我们看到这个就是如果，这个词是如果。
John 14.
让我们看约翰福音第十四章。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
你们任何时候以我的名问任何事情。
I have heard people say, oh, whatever you ask God for, he promises he will always do it.
他们有人就说，哦，只要你以耶稣的名问神要任何事情，神都会做。
No, he doesn't.
他不是这样的。
If you read through John, you'll find in my name means what brings glory to him.
你再把约翰福音第十四章读到，就是说，以他的耶稣的名，就是说，要有什么能给耶稣带来荣耀。
I might like to have a new Porsche.
我可能希望有一个新的那个跑车，保时捷的跑车。
I don't think I do, but
我可能不需要。
I'll sell it.
我可能不需要，我可以把那车卖给你。
But if I ask for it, God isn't going to give it to me because it's not going to bring any glory to him.
我向神求，神可能也不会把这个保时捷的跑车给我，因为这个不会。
So I'm not really asking in his name. I'm just asking because I want to sell it and use the money for something else.
因为呢，我可能就不会说以神的名，我就给神说，哦，我要这个车是因为我把它卖了，可以用来做什么事。
Condition.
这个条件，如果条件。
Romans 8:28. Many Christians love to quote Romans 8:28.
很多基督徒喜欢去引用罗马书8:28节。
All things work together for good.
神使万事互相效力。
But it's got conditions.
但是这个条件是什么呢？
All things work together for good for who?
神使万事互相效力是对谁的益处呢？
Those who love God.
是爱神的人。
Those who are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
And then the next verse tells us what his purpose is.
然后神的下一页旨意就讲出他的旨意是什么呢？神的旨意。
Conform to the image of his son.
就是要让我们预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
A friend of mine who is not a believer,
我有一个朋友不是基督徒，
but who knows they should be,
他知道应该是基督徒。
And we were good friends, our good friends.
我们是好朋友。
And they were going through a difficult time.
然后他们又经历难处。
And they said, but I'm not worried because the Bible says all things work together for good.
然后他说我不担心，因为圣经上说了这个神使万事互相效力。
I said, that's not going to help you.
我说这对你没帮助啊。
I said, that's good news for me, but it doesn't help you at all.
对我是好消息，对你来讲一点用处都没有。
He said, why?
那你为什么？
I said, do you love God?
我说你爱神吗？
No.
他说不。
Are you called according to his purpose?
你有没有按他旨意被呼召呢？
No.
他说也没有。
Are you being transformed into his image?
你有被转变成他的形象吗？
No.
也没有。
I said, that verse has nothing to do with you. You're in trouble.
说这跟你没有任何关系，所以你是就在麻烦当中。
All things aren't working good for you.
并不是所有事情都为你的好处，为你的益处所互相效力。
Look at the condition.
所以你要看这个条件。
You see, that's important.
那很重要。
Because if in this time of trouble, I say, God,
如果你在这个困难当中，难处中说神啊。
Your purpose is to make me in your image.
你的目的是要把我塑造成你的形象。
Now I can begin to see how the things are working to accomplish that purpose.
现在我就可以看，慢慢看到说神怎么样让万事互相效力，带出来对我有益处。
And God's promise becomes valuable.
然后这时候神的应许就很有很宝贵。
All right, next week we're going to look at how to observe bigger sections.
下一次我们就看怎么样来观察大段的经文。
Please do your homework.
请大家一定要做家庭作业。
We will talk about it a couple minutes at the beginning of next class.
我们下次再会复习我们家庭作业，会讲一下。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
神啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for the promises of your word.
谢谢你在你话语中给我们的应许。
Thank you that you are working to transform our lives through your word.
谢谢你在我们的生命中工作，要把我们改变成你的形象。
Give us hearts that are open to you.
让我们的心对你敞开。
Help us to hear you and to be transformed by what we
read. 让我们能听到你的声音，能够被你改变。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.